go that short as I don't even have a notebook with me. The meeting has to do with taking these processes of the legislation forward. The legislation that we are about relates to the fertilizers and feed bill, the 2012 bill. We have taken a view when we met last time on Wednesday, that we should reject the bill and get the department to go back and redraft the bill. In consultation with our legal team and our content advisor, despite the fact that we did attempt to seek an opinion and guidance on the bureaucratic processes, we rushed the processes on advice that we should reject the bill and have it redrafted by the department. Obviously, we had other options of taking it over ourselves as Parliament. We opted to reject the bill, allowing the department to go back and bring the bill back to us in due course. The advice that we got was that we need to have gotten through that process, that entire process. Firstly, of having to engage with the submissions by the industry, and also the summary or responses by the department. To an extent, the department and its summary is to be engaged. The department itself was not given ample time to formulate its response. Only 45 minutes to an hour at the most that they were given. That was one shortcoming. The other shortcoming, of course, was to call it jumping of the gun, having not gotten through the process. So it meant that we had to refer the bill back to the department, to the executive. At this stage, I shall then, having been consulting with the state law advisors and our parliamentary legal team, we shall then have to hand over to them and just outline for us the processes going forward, which we will then have an engagement on, and then finally resolve. We do not require a quorum in this instance, precisely because we're not taking a resolution. The discussion on the way forward, which will be expected to follow. The impact of this, obviously, will have to have had, we shall have anything to do with changes in our program, which will then have to submitted a draft to members to make comments on, and then take it forward from there. That's the situation that we are in, members. If there is anything else, we shall then have to give over to Gary. Gary?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Following the discussion of the Chairperson and also following a discussion that I then had with the committee secretary, content advisor and the researcher regarding the best way forward for the committee. We are of the opinion that the best way forward for the committee at this stage would be to deliver, let there be a presentation on the responses on both the oral submissions as well as the written submissions then, and the key issues of the discussions that ensued in the committee on Wednesday. Those issues then get reported and presented to the committee in a very substantial manner so that they can be understood in a way that best assists the committee going forward. Once that discussion around these critical issues have then been finalized, the committee can then decide whether they need to be incorporated into the bill. If so, how they can be incorporated into the bill. That will then either lead to a decision of the committee to amend the existing provisions. If there are other issues, say, for example, that fall without the scope of the bill, permission will then need to be sought from the House before the committee may then be may proceed. If the committee is of the opinion that the bill needs to be redrafted altogether, or if it needs to be split, or whatever the case may be, that can also be done. So the first option then in that regard would then be to amend different provisions of the bill. If so, then the permission needs to be sought from the House. The second option, the committee can then report to the House and say, we have the opinion that the bill needs to be redrafted. That will then follow a separate process, and then the committee then will then embark on a public participation process, so that there will be the redraft of the bill from the state law advisors and parliamentary legal advisors side. We will then, and the department as well, or the content advisor. We will then do the drafting of the bill, present that bill then to the committee, and then the committee can say we would like something else in, and all this emanates from the public hearings, of course, and the issues that were discussed in the beginning. What the committee can then decide is to either have public hearings again on the new issues that have been decided or the new bill that has now been presented to the committee, and then the committee can proceed from there. These are all the options then, of course, that are open to the committee. The second issue then that the chairperson also asked me to discuss was on the tagging of the bill. There does not seem to be consensus between the state law advisor. I don't know if I should say consensus, but we don't agree on the tagging of the bill. The state law advisor, and I'm sure she will present her, my learned colleague, sorry, she sounds like the cat's mother, my learned colleague will then present or put forward to her view to the committee after I've said, given my opinion. But I'm of the opinion that, and this is shared by the office as well as the joint tagging mechanism, that Chapter 4 of the bill does deal with trade, and trade falls within Schedule 4 of the Constitution, and therefore it should be tagged as a Section 76 bill. The joint tagging mechanism, having considered all the issues, agrees with this opinion and tabled the bill in the National Assembly on the 31st of January as a Section 76 bill. That is a decision of the joint tagging mechanism, and the committee is, or the members have an opportunity, or should have had an opportunity to give an opinion on the tagging of the bill, whether it should be 75 or 76. Prior to the tagging or the tabling of the tagging on the 31st of January. At most, the committee can now report to the House that it is of the opinion that it should be a Section 75 bill if the committee so feels, having taken into consideration all the issues. As I've said, that is already a decision that has been taken by the joint tagging mechanism. So, the bottom line is it's very little that the committee can do at this stage besides writing to the JTM and saying this is how we feel, that it should be a Section 75 bill. If so, if at all, weighing up all the issues and all the options. But like I said, I'm of the opinion that it does deal with trade, it does deal with how different businesses or how businesses should trade and how they should operate, and that for me in a substantial measure falls within Schedule 4. These are the options that are available to the committee, and that is in their opinion on the tagging and what the options the committee then has on the issue of tagging.
That is the opinion of our legal team about the way forward on the process. Okay.
Chairperson, I think the issue of tagging is also a very important part of what we need to get clarity on. Because, you know, we could be then later on find that the unconstitutionality of it could be an implication. So if we can, I don't know if the state law advisor may assist in this way, but if we can hear, because there is a bit of an opinion that's different, what she would say, and then we can take it from there. That I would propose that we take the two processes at a simultaneous way and see how we deal with it. Because if we then keep on saying that we reject the ball, it could be also on the tagging issue. Don't have to be on the presentation. That's the way I understand it. So I would like us to discuss the tagging first and decide what we think about that. Sure.
Mama?
Thank you. I just need a clarity so that I can understand. What we should do is to first wait the responses from the stakeholders and also from the department, and thereafter, what should we do? I just need clarity. I did not understand that.
We did not do the right thing. That's where we should start. By simply just rejecting the bill. We were expected to have gotten through a deliberation on the submissions through public hearing by the entities, the private sector, the industry, and also the department also was not given enough time to respond to all those issues raised. They were quite substantial, some of them. Other issues, they bordered very much on constitutionality of this whole process, especially related to consultation, among others. We were expected, or we are expected, therefore, to go through all the deliberations, all the submissions, rather, out of those public hearings. And where possible and where necessary, we incorporate some of those in the bill itself. To an extent, we are able to say, when we then have to deliberate on the actual bill, we shall have had all of those discussions, having incorporated those that we deem fit, before we get to a stage where we say, let us now go through it text line by line. That could even mean that we might also have to go back again for a public hearing. To an extent, we are able to to engage further with all those submissions and some of those areas being incorporated into the bill itself. So that's number one. Number two, a point raised by Gary that of having to look into the tagging. There is the January 2013 ATC tagging to a Section 75 of this bill. The state law advisor has got a different view to that. And that's why our parliamentary legal, Gary, was saying there is no consensus. She was indicating earlier on that she can submit an opinion on the tagging, a legal opinion. Sheila, am I right? Yolanda, sorry. That's where we are. You want to comment, Yolanda? Okay, just before that.
Before the comments, Chairperson, because we have already sent it back, then to rectify what is going to happen when we approach the department is to what I want to know, because of what we have already done that, and that from there what now, maybe when she responds.
Will you also cover that part?
Thank you, Jay. Just in terms of allowing the department a chance to respond, I think what will happen in that instance is that they would just have to prepare answers and responses to all of the submissions, especially the crucial, substantive issues that were raised in those submissions, and would have to come and present that to the committee. And we would obviously provide our advice in terms of those submissions also. And then in terms of the tagging, from our side, we have to...
If you remember, Mama, we and other members, we did indicate to the department that they should bring those in writing, those responses, precisely because they did not have enough time. So that shall allow us that opportunity as well. Sorry.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of the tagging, we have provided a legal opinion previously to the department also, but as I've indicated to the Chair before this meeting, is that we will also provide the committee with our legal opinion. The approach that we basically took was an approach that was also covered by the latest case law in the Tongwane matter, where it was stated that it's not always, if a bill relates to certain areas listed in Schedule 4, it doesn't always mean that the bill will become a 76 matter. It can also be a Section 75 matter, which must be dealt with by the National Assembly as an ordinary bill not affecting the provinces. And the reason why we have said so in this instance was that we felt that, according to the text also in that case law, that the impact of this bill is not necessarily on the provinces as such. So it won't impact as much on the provinces than it would on the national sphere of government. So even though the National Assembly can go through the same process as the NCLP in terms of public participation, amending the bill, rejecting the bill, all those are also still available to the National Assembly in terms of 75. And they are also, by the Constitution, mandated to pass laws that of which certain areas will fall into the Schedule 4 area, seeing that it's concurrent legislative area, the Schedule 4 area. So the test that we use there is not necessarily what the bill is about, but more as to whether it impacts on the provinces or not. But as I indicated, we will provide the committee with an opinion in that regard, and we will also present if need be. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just also want to bring the members' attention to, and I'm hearing what my colleague says, is that when one looks at what Tongkwane says, it says if the provisions of a bill fall in substantial measure in any of the areas listed in Schedule 4. And one of the areas listed in Schedule 4 is trade. Now, it's not only sufficient to look at whether the impact of the bill is going to have an impact on the provinces. One is to look at what the impact is going to be, if there's an impact, and also what the areas are and if any of the provisions of the bill fall within one of those areas. And if one looks at the case law again, especially in terms of the liquor bill case, it defines trade. And it says there it's a buying and selling of goods, and it's not only interprovincially or in that aspect, one has to look at the sellers as well and how if the provisions of that bill impact on how they do their business, how they sell, how they buy, etc. If one looks at page 13 of the bill, there's an entire section that deals with trading regulations, and that has a direct impact on those, on the feed and fertilizer industry and how they sell. It deals with saying how your product must be transported. It deals with how your product must be packaged. And you cannot say that that doesn't have an impact on the buyers and sellers of these products. And the Constitutional Court was quite clear about that.
I'll be of the view attempting to be a Bush Leonard friend here. A Bush lawyer. We will certainly not be able to win a war among the two legal fundis in a meeting situation of this nature. Otherwise, we can go on and on and on forever. I think it would be prudent on us to allow the state law advisors to go out and prepare that legal opinion so that by the time we come back on these issues, we discuss something that we can always refer to. I think it would also assist on your part, Gary, to work quite closely, what we're keen on. And of course, also, the other question I have within myself is that, granted, this state decision for tagging comes from what is called a joint... Who is part of that, the joint tagging?
Chairperson is the Speaker, the Deputy Speaker, the Chairperson, and the Permanent Deputy Chairperson of the NCOP.
So they decide on those matters?
That's correct, Chairperson, and they also have their own legal advisors that will inform them as well around the tagging of the...
Can we then, with that background, leave that matter for now, for that process to be exhausted?
Chair, that's why I said I think the tagging issue needs to be sorted out first, because if we've now heard that there is a difference of opinion, I haven't read the Tongwane case, but it sounds like there could be a problem, and I would like to ask Chair if we then could ask the joint tagging committee to look at this again before we proceed, because this is also what I want to find out. If we now proceed, we get the department in and to do the things that they're supposed to do, but the tagging could have been wrong. We were not supposed to start in the first place. So, Chair, I don't know how to proceed, but I think our committee must rather write to the tagging committee and say that there is a difference of opinion and we need advice on that before we continue with getting the department in and doing what they must do and all the things.
What's the view? Discussion alone in a meeting of this nature is not sufficient for us to, as it is going to be minuted. Discussion alone cannot be enough. So there will have to be that letter written. Advice?
Thank you, Chairperson. The issue is the decision has already been taken by the joint tagging mechanism. And in terms of the rules, there's very little that the committee can do to change that, other than writing or reporting to the House saying that they are of the opinion that this bill should be tagged as not a Section 76 but a Section 75. Well, that will then be a decision made by a joint tagging mechanism considering the committee's view. So that's from a rules point of view, that's what would happen.
But the basis of us saying or giving that such a report,
that can happen, Shepard.
Yeah, but the basis of such
such a report would have to be a discussion within the committee, having taken into account the different views.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I'm sure the committee will have to take that decision. We can't just ask the letter to be written. It will have to be a committee that decides that. But I know that it's happened with Splum. Splum was tagged as a section, whatever, NCO people, and then it was discussed before it even discussed, and then it was revised. So I think it can be done, but I think I agree that the committee will have to take a decision, and we're not a quorum yet.
Mama?
Chairman, is what I wanted to find out that the the forum issue, that as we are we forming a quorum to take that decision?
Does it require a quorum? Okay. For now, it remains a discussion point for the committee until we have such a quorum for such a decision to be taken through.
Meaning, or maybe next week, we will come back for a quorum or on our scheduled day, Tuesday, or the other day for quorum week.
Due to the urgency of the matter, it will have to be our next meeting. It will be in our next meeting. Okay,
thanks, Chairperson. Morning, members and colleagues. I just wanted to clear the matter that the bill hasn't been sent back yet. Procedurally, when the committee rejects whatever decision they make, whether it's an amendment or rejection, they make a formal statement, a formal report, which the committee presents to the House. And it's from the House that it gets sent to the minister, not to department officials. So that what was decided on Wednesday isn't an official rejection.
Thanks for that. We are clear on the tagging that the matter has to be brought to our next sitting as a committee, and this is a matter that we will have to resolve as a committee to be referred back to the tagging structure. We've cleared that one. And the importance of that talks to a need to clarify that issue before we can get far with these processes so that we are not toing and froing. And the roles are clarified in any tagging situation. Now, we are equally clear about a need for us to take the route, as explained by our legal team. Gary was saying that we need to follow a process where we incorporate all the submissions, we allow the department enough time to respond to the issues, and we take through a process having to incorporate some of those within the legislation itself, and as such, therefore, having to deliberate on the bill itself. In that, it means we'll have to rework on our program so that we're able to take care of all of those changes that are happening. Mrs. T?
Chairperson, this is where I'm coming in with a different view. I think we must finalize the tagging process first before we ask the department to come back with all the changes and submissions. And I need advice here, Chair, because, you know, we are now proceeding while we might be on a different sending back on the basis of tagging. That's what I want to find out.
We're not proceeding. All what I'm saying is that upon us having arrived at that stage where tagging is sorted, there is a process that is to follow, as outlined by our legal fellows.
Chairperson, I understood it like that when we were supposed to go on with the tagging as it is. That is the process. But in my mind, we must first sort out the tagging, because if it's going to be the schedule is going to be changed on the basis of tagging, we won't proceed. That's how I understand it.
I guess the question that remains is how long will that tagging process take place? I think that's the bottom line of it all.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm not really sure how long that process will take. My experience from, say, for example, the Justice Committee, they actually, it takes a couple of weeks, say 2 or 3 weeks for that process to be sorted out. That said, I don't think that there is, whether it's a Section 75 or Section 76 bill will substantially impact the way in which this committee deals with this bill. So, therefore, I think my colleague can back me up here or not, that the committee can proceed with the discussions with the department and have the department come. I don't think that would substantially change the way in which the committee is going to deal with the bill, whether it's a Section 76 or Section 75 determines whether it goes to the NCLP and the way in which the NCLP and the provinces can interact with that bill itself. So I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think it will change the way in which the committee deals with the bill, whether it is 75 or 76. So in my opinion, the committee can proceed with its work on the bill after having to, well, whilst the tagging issue has been being finalized.
Are we okay with the, do we follow what is the, so in a nutshell, what we are saying is that those processes must follow. Those processes of the department coming back to us, engaging in those discussions out of those submissions, and also the department with its responses. Is that what you're saying, Gary?
That's correct, Chairperson. The department can then be called back or given an opportunity to reply to the issues that were raised in the public hearings. So we can proceed.
Okay. Aren't we fine with all of that?
I think we are.
Hello?
Sorry, Jay, if I might just add to what Gary said regarding the difference between the 75 and the 76 procedures. I agree with him that it's basically the same. The only place where it's actually different is where it comes to the voting. And that is why bills are sent to the provinces, where they impact mostly on the provinces, because then the provinces would vote as the 9 provinces. And in this instance, there would be individual voting, like, you know, party-wise. And in the provinces, the voting happens otherwise. But the procedures and the processes with regards to participation, public participation, your amendment or rejection of the bill, all of those still happen the same way as they do. So I agree that the procedures, the processes of public participation that the committee wants to pursue will not necessarily be impacted on with this decision of the tagging. So it's only because of the voting, really, that the tagging makes a big difference.
Thanks for all of that, members. I take it that we are done on this process now. And the understanding is clear in the sense that we are having two processes that are going parallel each other. One process of getting more wisdom on the tagging, whilst the other process pursues. So it means, therefore, next week when we meet, we shall have a two-hour session with the Labour Department at 8:30 until 10:30. And thereafter, we shall have time to ourselves to continue with our work. So next week, we even have permission to meet even afternoon because we're dealing with the legislation. Okay, so we shall be meeting at S35 at NCOP. The Labour Committee shall join us and then leave us in that same venue. When they leave us, we shall continue with the work on the legislation. Aren't we done? Mama? Okay.
Chair, yes, no, I also just wanted to say that we need to get information from the department before Tuesday's meeting for both, because we haven't received anything on the joint meeting. And then just we were told by the department, obviously they decided not to send it to us, that we will get a lot of information after our meeting on Tuesday in the morning on the third quarter that we haven't received, so we must just remind them to keep on sending us information, not stop all information from the department just because of the bold person.
For that, Mama?
it's not a joke, but you know, it's a message that how important are women. You see, all men, they are not here, only us, you know, this must be taken into consideration one day, that women are honest, they can do their job properly. It doesn't matter whether it's Friday or not, women will be here. But where are men? Where are they?
They gave me a mandate, Mama. To represent all of them. We can put it as a specific issue for the meeting that men as men, you know, regardless, you know, they don't take, you know, our parliamentary work serious. That on a Friday it's working day, and we had scheduled to meet, and they resolved not to come. As if there was a caucus where a decision was taken that we must all boycott as men. And there must be one person who must represent us. It's a serious matter, Mama. I'm not taking it light. And especially on a day like this, when the taxman also had to take some money from some of us because we haven't yet submitted logbooks. I'm pleading. Mrs. Day?
Chair, also just on Tuesday's joint meeting, I did write you a letter to ask for the minister to come to our meeting. I think, you know, we need to speak to the minister also and get her opinion on the labour, farm labour strike. I did write to a letter, Chair, a while ago on this.
Yeah, I did submit. In fact, I was actually asking the people from the department, from a ministry's office, whether or not she's going to be available next week. I did get a response in the affirmative. Sorry? She said she will be around next week. That's what I got from... There is this... I take it we're done on that one. Okay? We're almost done, members. I'm sure then let's 5 minutes we shall be out of this place here. we did hear from some of the presenters about this program. You have received the copies. I guess what Albertina is keen on is hearing whether or not there are any of us who have an interest to go to this meeting. Date is 10th until you have minister there, you have the DG of FAO, you have a whole of very interesting speakers there. And again, it's a very interesting session, Global Feed and Food Congress, which is an international What can you say very briefly, Albertina? If any of us is interested, you make the necessary arrangements and then you go. It's as simple as that. Members, the meeting is adjourned.
I just want to show you that you can't say beforehand it's going to be a short meeting, Chair. We might want to discuss other things that you don't know. No, just to, if Albertina gotten a day for our budget debates yet, because I've heard other committees know when their budget is going to be debated, if there's anything that she's heard.
You shall recognize that we have rescheduled all our budget strategic plan presentations by the department. Instead of, because they had tabled it on the 13th of March.
They were supposed to officially start submitting on the 13th, but the department hasn't yet. It wasn't the cut-off date. It was the first date that all departments were supposed to submit the strike plans or APPs. But the budget votes are here. They have been tabled. I think the provisional date, which we haven't confirmed for the debate, is the 19th of May.
Sorry, Chairperson, completely off the topic. Can I have an excuse? I have to go to tourism, PC, because I haven't done the deliberations on the ball there.
You are.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Pleasure. Mama? Thanks, Gary, for all the assistance.
The Global Food Conference, at this time, what we will be doing on the 10th and the 12th, what we will be doing? Yes, maybe I'm asking this. If we will not be doing anything concerning our progress, maybe if it is possible, we can, you know, all go, because this thing is very important. It's what we are talking about now in the base. I carry a permission.
Okay.
differently. I think it's very important for us to see the if really Okay.
Thanks, Mama, for that emphasis. It is going to be consequential time, that time of period, consequential period during that time. So the program is there for all of us to go through 10th until the 12th, am I right? So we shall allow the committee secretariat to collect all our names and then submit an application and then take it from there. Members, thanks for the time, and the meeting is adjourned. And enjoy your weekend until we meet on Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning. Thank you.